Blog Talk Radio.
And that it may not grieve me. He prayed for deliverance from failure and grief. The word of God declares, and God granted him that which he requested. Recovery not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally. Once you experience this recovery, then you'll know Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. Neither be sorry, the word of God says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. There will be no sorrow. Why? Because now you know that God fulfills every promise he's made to you. And the Lord wants you to live a life full of joy and full of strength. That's why he declared in Job 5, verse 25 and 26, thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn coming in his season. God wants to bless you with health for the rest of your day, and he wants to bless your children with untold blessings. That's his plan for you and your loved ones. Believe that today. But remember, we must keep our eyes on the work of the cross. That's why in Job 33 and verse 24, God declares, then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Ransom, that's the atonement. That's the work of the cross. That's what Jesus did for you on the cross of Calvary. Because of that, verse 25 declares his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall return to the days of his youth. God will renew your strength, all because of the work of the cross. What a powerful promise. And because of the work of the cross and what Jesus did and is still doing for you, you can say with David, as he said in Psalm 27 and verse 13, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the Lord. Then God's word declares, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That word is for you today, right now. Believe his word. Psalm 30 and verse 5 declares, for his anger endureth but for a moment, his faith is mine. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Do not give up. Your miracle is on the way. Joy will come. That's his promise for you today. In Psalm 31 and verse 24, the Bible declares, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. What a mighty promise again. Here the Bible tells us again, never, ever, ever give up. Remember what the Lord said to Jesus. Fear not, only believe. Today, one more time, I tell you, do not give up. For you will find, David said one day will come your way, when he said in Psalm 42 and verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance.
If you would like to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements together. If you would like to take communion with us this morning,
just
when we get ready to take the communion, get your elements together.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103. All that is within, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgive not all his benefits. We command to remember, to not forget. Benefits are
Sister Gloria Dean, if you are there, press 1 on your phone. Sister Gloria Dean, if you are there, press 1 on your phone.
Shut up my head under the shadow of the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God is my fortress. Soon he shall deliver me from the snare of the fire and from the noise of the pestilence. He promises to set you free from sin. Verse 4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings there shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Then thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. No pestilence and no destruction will come your way, the Lord says. Thousands shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come down. Verse 10 says, there shall no evil fall, there shall any plague come thy right hand. Believe today, it is his word. That is why in Proverbs 4, verse 20, the Lord again reminds us concerning his word when he said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes.
Yes.
Keep them in the midst of thine heart.
Yes.
For they are like unto those that find them and help to all. Never forget there is power in the mighty word of the living God. That's why in verse 10 of the same chapter 4 it said, hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. God has promised to extend your life if you will receive and obey his precious word. In Isaiah 33 and verse 24, the word of God declares, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity, all because of the power of his mighty word. This will happen. And yes, believe it will happen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for another day that we can come before you, Lord God, give you praise and honor to call our request made and make them known unto you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, God, toward your children. Oh, God, to say we are your children, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your children are coming, Lord God, in no other name but yours, God, to make their requests known unto you, Lord God. Father God, believe in you and trust in you, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. Father God, that you will answer us in the time of need. Truly, Father God, we are standing now, God, in the time of need all across our world, God. Lord, we know that your love, God, and heal, deliver, and set free. And God, as we call upon you, God, you will hear us, and you will bow your ear to us. And Lord God, you will accept our prayers, God. Thank you, Father God, for being our God. Thank you, Lord God. When we can't call on another God, we can call upon you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for grace, God, that there has been extended, oh God, to us, oh God, that grace that will never fail us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. You are the great I am. And God, we trust in you. God, we lean and depend upon you. Oh, Father God, in all of our frailties, in all of our setbacks, God, we depend upon you, Lord God, for you are God Almighty. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God. God, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. It is sufficient for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good morning to each one of you. We just thank you, one that is coming on. This is God's Favorites Ministry. Praise God. Usually held every first Saturday of the month in the home. But because of COVID, we are online. We pray for the needs all across the world. Praise God. And also, as God has instructed us, especially for those mothers that have lost their children to gun violence, prison walls, pregnancy, and so forth. No matter what you're going through, maybe it's not a child. Maybe you're going through some type of sickness that you seem to know you can't shake, but we are praying for you. When you ask us for your prayers, we reach out to you in love, and we pray that God will step in, because we know he can when we can't. Praise God. So we thank God for each one of you, name by name. So if you would like to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements together and let's partake together. Praise God. I have Sister Gloria Dean this morning who is going to read our scripture this morning for communion. Sister Gloria Dean, will you go forth, please?
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God to everyone. Well, I'll be reading from the 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, beginning with verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Minister Gervin Shiloh. Let us take our bread in our hands, praise God, and lift it before the Lord. Praise God. God is good. God's broken body was broken for us way back over 2,000 years ago, some years ago, before we was even born in our mother's womb. He had us on his mind, and we thank God for the price that he paid for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we partake of this bread, we do it in remembrance of him, or what he done for us, how his body was pierced, how he was broken, that every piece broken for us, for our sins. Praise God. And we thank God for that broken body. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we partake, Lord, I thank you for the broken body. God, I thank you, Lord, it was broken for us. We thank you, Lord, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, God, that we can look to you today, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done on the cross for us, oh God, as your body was broken, beaten, pierced, oh God. Father God, with the stripes, oh God, that was, oh God, broken across your body, God. We thank you, Lord God, because it was all for us, oh God. And Lord, as we partake this bread today, we give in thanks to you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. May we partake. All right. I'm going to ask Sister Bowman to pray over the wine. May we take our cup and lift it before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. All that blood that was shed for us. Praise God. Sister Bowman, would you pray, please? I don't think she's here. What about Sister Kathy, would you pray over the blood, please? I do have Sister Bowman. Sister Bowman, would you pray over the blood, please?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just to tell you thank you. We thank you for gathering together one more time just to give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks. Lord, we thank you for this wine and this bread you prepared for us this day. Because, Lord, it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have been together taking this blood and wine. So, Lord, we ask you to just make it what you want it to be as we take this bread and this wine for you, Lord, God. And we ask you, let it be a nourishment to our body. And don't let nothing be about man. That's all about you. When we take in this blood and this bread, let it be about the Lord. Because he said, examine ourselves before we do anything. So, Lord, we thank you that we could examine ourselves as we come to you taking our bread and wine on this day. Because this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for the bread and the wine on this beautiful day, Lord God, that we come together telling you thank you, we love you, and we appreciate everything that you did on that cross for us. So we thank you for shedding your blood for us so we could take your bread and your wine and take it as a sacrifice of your blood for us. And we thank you, Lord. In your precious son Jesus' name we pray. And thank you. Amen. Amen.
May we partake, please. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. The blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Praise God. Well, this is our morning of prayer. Praise God. And our title is always, as usual, man ought to always pray and not faint. And that's found in Luke chapter 18 and 1. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are to know that we are to pray for one another, pray for the needs all around the world. Praise God. Prayer targets this morning for Ukraine and all of the shootings that's been going on. Salvation for the unsaved. Praise God, because there's been many shootings, and we also
have prayer requests within our own families and also one of our families of God. Pray for my sister. Where they found a lump in her breast, so she's in stage 2 of breast cancer. Pray for her. And also, Minister Gwen have a special report on our elder Stokes. Her son is in the hospital, and we're going to let her give the update on that and go on into prayer for the prayers of the world. You can pray for mothers, since you are praying for Mother Stokes' son, pray for mothers that have lost their children to prison wall, gun violence, and whatever, pregnancy, whatever. Okay, Minister Gwen Bernardo, thank you.
All right, good morning, and God bless you, Pastor. I also want to add that my nephew, my 25-year-old nephew, Trevion Bate, is going to be laid to rest on tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Macomb, Mississippi. So I also will be praying for my family as well. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come this morning to thank you, Father. Thanking you, Father, for another day, dear God. Thank you, Father, that you kept us safe through the night and did not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come nigh us. We thank you that you've given us this privilege to give praises to your name and then to stand and say it on behalf of others. I come standing and praying this morning by assignment for mothers who have lost their children to violence, as well as for Mother Stokes' son, and any family where there is healing and serious illness going on. Even as Pastor Vivian mentioned, her sister with a lump in her breast. And my dear friend, Betty Carrier, who has stage 4 breast cancer. And also my family this morning, for them, that they be strong on tomorrow, dear God. And even though I can't be there tomorrow, I pray even for myself to be strong, because it's been a huge hurt for me as well. Father, we thank you that you can do like no other, that you can give strength, O Heavenly Father, when it seems like the determination to keep going on is not there, that you would allow us, O God, those who are in grief, O Heavenly Father, to keep pressing on toward the mark of a higher calling, which is in Jesus Christ. And then, oh God, we stand in agreement for Pastor Vivian's sister and Mother Stokes' son. Mother Stokes' son, it has been reported that his intestines are twisted and that he will have to have surgery. And it is a slippery slope, as it's going to be difficult, according to the doctors. And according to the doctors, there is a 50-50 chance that he would survive this surgery. So we know we always pray for Mother Stokes and her 5 boys. And Bernard Stokes, her son, who was there in Atlanta with her, is a major leaning post for her. It's he and his daughter and son and his wife that many times are accompanying her to different places, to the doctor's office and so forth and so on. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that you can do like no other. We know what the doctors have said, but God, we know it's in your hands. And Father, we thank you that your presence, it's all around that bedside. Your presence will be in that operating room. It will guide the doctors. You have already dispatched your angels to the operation room. And your anointing and your presence, oh God, will just soak up that place. And Lord, we just thank you by faith that Bernard will be resting
while this is going on. But God, we've given you the praise in advance for his total recovery. He will come out of this and be made whole in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over his body right now. And we know, oh God, that you can even fix it where the doctors can say, oh my goodness, it is a miracle. Everything is like it's supposed to be with his intestines, and we will not have to have surgery. Father, do as only you can do. As the song say, do what you're famous to do, that only you can do, Father. We are thanking you for this miracle, for Bernard, for Mother Stokes and family, that you continue, God, to give them strength. We, Father, we call out every organ, every cell, every nerve in his body. Oh, God, we'll respond to the power of Jesus Christ through our Father God, that he is healed and he is being made well right now. And dear God, we pray the same like prayer for Pastor Vivian's sister, and also for Betty Carrier right now, and for my family. Lord God, for Betty and Pastor Vivian's sister, Father, we thank you for their healing in advance. We are thanking you that every cell, every organ, every nerve, oh Heavenly Father, in the breast cavity is responding to your power. And Father, we thank you, Father, that they are, we speak it now, cancer-free in the name of Jesus, as well as any other loved ones who may be on the line this morning believing for their loved ones to be healed. And, oh, God, we are thanking you for my family, thanking you for giving me strength. It's been a heavy week, last 2 weeks, for all of us. But we thank you, Jesus, that you brought us this far. And, dear Lord, I'm praying for my sister, his mother, my baby sister, that you will strengthen her like no other can, Lord God. Do what you have to do, Lord God, for my mother, as this is her grandchild, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you that you would give the peace that surpasses all understanding. And for every mother who has lost a loved one, a child, Father God, oh, we pray for that family where the inmate that escaped in Texas broke into the home and killed all four children and a grandfather. Oh, God, we lift up that family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they be strengthened like no other. And, God, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory that you've already gone in time to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to share this with you as we go on in prayer. Praise God. Prayer reminds us of God's ability to make things happen. When we humbly admit we can't force others to come to him, we open the door for God to accomplish what we could never do. When we pray for God's spirit to draw others near, we invite his power, and he's able to overcome odds that seem insurmountable to us. Because of God's kindness to us through Jesus, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Hallelujah. As we cry out with compassion for those that are lost in darkness and facing eternity apart from him, we love others with our prayers. We can be assured that our Savior is also interceding for us. So we're coming from Romans 8:34. Again, pray. Pray for the shooter. Pray for the shooters. Pray for those. Praise God. if there's anyone have a special request before we go on with the prayers that we don't know of, that we are believing God for, you may press one. Now, if you have a special prayer, do I will continue to go down the line. Praise God. If there's anyone have a specific prayer that they want to pray for right now, you may press one. Praise God. Hallelujah. If not, we'll start with Minister Gloria Dean. You can go on and pray. Praise God.
Praise God. We just thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day that we can continue to pray, God. You're still here, God, in the land of the living. And we thank you, Lord, that you're giving us opportunities, God, to continue to pray, continue to lift up your name, Father God, and believing in you, Father God, putting our confidence, our faith, and our trust, hey, God, in you. Because, God, as we pray, we believe as we pray. You say to believe, God, to receive. And, God, we do believe as we pray. God, we're receiving the blessings that you're answering the prayers today as they are going forth. And, God, we just thank you today, Father. There's so much going on today, God. All the guns, God, that's going forth. All the shootings, God. All the people that are being killed. Graduations, God. Grandmothers and family members. Mothers, fathers, all, God. Uncles, aunts, nieces coming to see the graduations. And all of a sudden, here goes the guns going off. Killing somebody. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just guns, 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 shooting, graduation. We have to pray for the graduations, God. Of the young, we know that the grandmother, in one graduation, the grandmother decided to go out to a car, and all of a sudden, the shooting started. The grandmother caught one of the bullets and died. So you know we got to pray. We can't stop praying. We got to pray against these guns, against these young men that are using these guns. Praise God, we got to pray for salvation, salvation. Father God, we ask you today that you touch each and every one of them that's holding a gun right now, that's got in their minds. Well, I'm going to do this. When this happens, I'm going out to shoot. Father God, we pray that you touch each one of them individually, God. Touch them, God. Touch them that they will not go forth and use those guns to harm anybody. Oh, God, we pray. And we know, God, you hear our prayers, God, because we're standing in total agreement, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, God, holding back these guns right now, God. And as they go into Congress, legislature, whatever they have to do, as they come together to talk about this gun issue, God, that you, with the word of knowledge, to come forward with someone, Father, to have that word, to give, God, from you what should be done. Father, you know exactly what needs to be done. And let it be done, God, in this, when they come together, God, to negotiate or debate, God, let them come forth and let whatever's supposed to be, God, you bring it forth, God, and let it pass, Father, concerning guns. And, God, we just want to thank you so much. And Ukraine and Russia, God, we don't know. You already said your word. There'll be rumors of wars, wars and rumors of wars. But this war, God, it seems like the one war, one side is doing too much ugliness to the other side. But, Father God, you know exactly what's going on. And we ask God to take charge of the situation between Russia and Ukraine. Take care of it, Father God, whatever needs to be done, God, because we believe, God, it's time for it to stop. Let it cease. Let it cease, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just want to thank you for everyone that's going on, the things that are happening in the world today, Father God. It is so sad, Father God. So many things are happening at the same time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. It's so much to pray about, God. We just cannot stop praying like the word says. Pray with season. Men should always pray and not faint. Keep praying. Pray without season. So we got to continue to pray. And we thank you, Father, that we can pray for one another and pray for what we need to pray for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. 710, phone number 710. Would you like to pray, please?
Yes. Thank you, Minister, Pastor Vivian. This is Ada Nelson.
I would like to pray for the junior high students, and I have a grandson. He's graduating, going into high school. So I'm going to pray for those kids that's going from junior high to high school, because that's the difference. It's a difference in high school than it is in junior high. And I'm praying for their protection. And God, just thank you, and I praise you, glorify you. I magnify you, Lord. I just love you for being God all by yourself, doing for us what we are unable to do for ourselves. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God. And God, I'm in agreement with all of the prayers that have gone forth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. God, you said if two or three gather in your name, that you're in the mix. We know that you're in the mix of these prayers this morning. We know that you've answered before we even asked. And God, we just thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you for it, Lord. You're just such a wonderful God, and there is no other like you. And God, I just lift up all of the junior high students that's going to be going to high school, Lord, in next year. And God, especially my grandson, God, I'm just lifting them up to you, Lord. Go ahead of them and with them, God. Cover them all the students in high school, junior high, elementary, daycare, the nurseries. Lord, just cover all children with the blood of Jesus and everybody they come in contact with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. Protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God, allow these junior high students to mature and be mature enough to say no when the high school students are asking them to do anything that's not of you, Lord. And God, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for it, Lord. You're just such a wonderful God, and there is no other like you. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you are leading and guiding and directing these children's minds, their bodies, their souls, Lord, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God. Oh, God, continue healing them from anything that's not of you, that's in their minds, bodies, and souls, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Deliver them and give them love. Give them peace. Give them unity in their hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for it, Lord. And God, I lift up the Honorable Dr. Cynthia Willard Lewis, Lord. She's going through a treatment to be able to walk without a cane, God. And we thank you and we praise you that treatment has already healed that part of her brain, delivered her, and set her free, Lord. And she's walking and doing everything that she did in the past. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, even better. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for it, Lord. And God, I lift up my grandson who broke his collarbone, God. It has healed better than it was before, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And I just thank you and I praise you and I glorify you for his complete healing. Excuse me, complete restoration in his mind, his body, his soul. And God, I lift up the trip that I'm going on, leaving tomorrow. But let it be traveling mercy and grace, going and coming, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you for it. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for those wonderful prayers. Minister Kathy Tharps, go for it.
Amen in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come before your throne of grace and as we sit in your presence and make known our petitions unto you, O Lord, we come on behalf of women and men and children, young and old, that are being abused in their homes. Lord, we ask that you would send your angels amongst these homes where people are being abused. To abuse one, oh God, we know it's not of you. It comes from the adversary because he's roaming the earth. He's roaming the earth seeking whom he can devour by any means through the gun, through wars, rumors of war, not being able to feed babies, lack of formula, and lack of women's health. Through abuse, he abuse women in their home. Oh, Father God, we lift up the sins of the land. Some of the things that your people are doing, oh, Father, is causing them to be in these precarious situations that affect their lives in a negative manner, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up those that are living together and not married because they're not evenly yoked. So there are dissensions in the home. Oh, God, and abuse is going on because they can't walk together except they be agreed, and they can't be agreed. They're not even agreed, oh, Father, to marry. So we got the sin in the home, and abuse is going on. We got children being born, and we love the children, oh, God, because you love the children, and you said, suffer the children not to come unto you. You said, let them come. So, Father, you used the man and the woman, and you created us to create and reproduce after our own kind, just as you reproduce us after you, the Holy Trinity. Yet you not abuse yourself for sin. Living because the adversary is running to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he can devour. He's devouring our youth, kids, picking up guns, killing and robbing on the streets. Taking life that they did not give. You got businessmen and government leaders taking life because of sin, the greed that's in the land, that's helping to promote the abuse in our homes. Men that are out of order. They're more feminine than they are the male, the strong one that you called when you created them. Oh, God, touch the mind of our men. Touch the minds of our women. So, God, we pray that they raise up to be what you called them to be. In this end time, oh, Heavenly Father, Eko Rabasha, sin in the land. Oh, God, we lift up illnesses in our bodies, mental illness causing confusion and drought and ill behavior in the mind because of mental illness. We pray, hold us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we could think of these things in accordance with Ecclesiastes. Think of these things that are good
and that are pure and that are holy. Yes. Oh, God, gross mental illness in the land. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. Diseases in the body, we bind you, cancer, or every front, and command you in the name of Jesus to get out of there. Loose your hold. You have no right to her. She's not your property. In the name of Jesus. And you cannot steal the deed of her life. Send forth your angels, O Father. Healing sicknesses in our body. Cancers. Arthritis, twisted intestine, in the name of Jesus. Broken collarbone, in the name of Jesus. Swollen leg, diabetes, get out of here. In the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We magnify you and give you all the glory because it rightfully belongs to you. And we shall believe your report. We shall believe for the manifestation of these prayers. Our expectation is in you. So God, in the name of Jesus, you, oh Father, and only you, Heavenly Father, tickle our ears with praise reports. Oh God, this world needs to know that you are in charge. Greedy politicians that's destroying the land, that is trying to destroy your creation. Father God, we lift them up to you. We lift up to all these billionaires. Loose that money. We pray financial blessings upon your people, oh God. All that has been stolen from them through taxes, unfair business deals, straight out stealing the money from those people, we command it to come back to us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command our houses to be paid for. Billionaires, you're going to lose that money because it's ill-gotten money anyway. And it belongs to God's people. Bless our land where we lay our heads, oh Heavenly Father, where we eat our meals, where we call a sanctuary that should be a sanctuary, our homes that you have blessed us with. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, you're thank you, Minister Chelsea. Thank you, thank you, Minister Zadie. Go forth.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Good morning to all. God bless. Amen. 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 Oh, we thank you right now, God. Thank you for everything, dear God, that has transpired already, Lord God. We love you. We love your word, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. We anticipate, oh God, your will in our life. Oh God, we just thank you. We praise you, dear God. Oh God, we give you the glory, honor, and the praise, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you. Thank you, dear God, that your love, hey, love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. We don't have to perish, God. Oh, we just believe on Jesus. Amen, amen. Hey, God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. That song said, if Robin can say thank you, you can do it too. Glory be to God. Everybody ought to praise his name. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, we just praise your name, God. Praise your name. Oh, gracious God, many of us are calling to you to intervene in what is happening across the world, the anger and the hate for our fellow men, the fear of disease, and now especially fear of war. Amen. At this moment, we lift up your people, oh God, who are fighting for their lives, who are facing death, are at the very least oppression, oh God. As Christians, oh God, who know the cost associated with what is happening, oh God, in Ukraine and off the shores of Taiwan, oh Father, and all over the world, oh God, we reach out to you to intervene now. Restore peace, God. Open the eyes of those who think that this is something, amen, that we, this country don't have to be in need of fear to, oh God. Whatever the outcome, oh God, we pray that your will be done as corporately pray. Amen. The prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But that is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Oh, eternal God, whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us that in difficult moments we may not despair, not become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Go forward, Sister Bowman. Sister Bowman.
Yes, ma'am. Try to get out mute. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for strength, Lord God. Because as tomorrow will be coming, tomorrow would have been my husband's birthday. He would have been making 70. So, Lord, I thank you for just strengthening me, Lord, taking me through this day, Lord God, and bringing me through, Lord God, me and my family. Lord, my baby daughter just left here to come and see how I was doing, and she will be back tomorrow, and we will get together and just sit and eat and talk about the good times with Dad, we had with Dad. So I just thank God for the love that he put in my life with you all. I thank God for you all every day of my life. I pray for you all one by one, and I know y'all praying for me because I feel the strength that's coming on. When I get weary, my strength get more peaceable. So I thank God for you all and you all family, and y'all keep on continue to pray for me and my family, and we pray for each other, and then just sit and watch God change things. As I watch and watch my grandkids play for a minute, and then they left. So I thank God for the love, and we will continue this love on tomorrow, the Lord spare our lives. So y'all pray my strength that God will be in the midst, and it won't be no more sad. It'll be just good days and happy times with the times we had with him. For 46 years, I thank God for 46 years and three beautiful daughters that he gave me with him and all my grandkids and my one great-grandbaby, and I give God the glory because he kept me at 67 years, and he didn't have to do it, but he did, and I thank him for giving me 67 years on my life to see all my grandbabies and great-grandbabies and all my older grandbabies to finish school. I thank God for his glory, his honor, and his praise, and I thank God for letting him see all the oldest grandbabies finish school, and we attend every graduation they had, and I thank God from first grade to kindergarten, we we were together celebrating the kids' graduation. I give God the glory and the honor, and I tell God I love him every day of my life, and I thank him for joy, peace, and love and strength, because God did it. Because had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would have been. So I thank God for strengthening me, giving me love, and giving me faithful prayer warriors to pray for me every day. I know somebody prayed, like the song says, somebody prayed for me. And I thank God for the prayer warriors that in my life this day. And I give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. I tell God every day, I love you. Jesus love you all, and I love you all too. And the love that Jesus and I have for y'all will never, ever, ever fade away. I love every one of y'all from the bottom of my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We do want to remind you today to keep Elder Stokes' son in your prayers. His intestines twisted. He has a 50-50 chance to get the surgery. They're going to do surgery. Just keep him in your prayers. And also Minister Janice Williams, who's not with us this morning, she is celebrating with her family today at the Hampton Inn where she lives up in Alexandria, her mother's 100th birthday party. They are celebrating mother's 100th birthday party in Alexandria. So keep that family in your prayers. The family had traveled from New Orleans and all over, the son from Washington, D.C., all those that have traveled far and near to be with Janice, the mother, who she is the caretaker of. So pray for strength, because they got to transfer her from her home to the hotel, back from the hotel to the home. She stayed at the hotel last night so everybody could have a chance to greet her. So we pray for that family as they are transitioning. Amen. Scripture was this morning, because of God's kindness to us through Jesus, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. And that's in Hebrews 4:16. As we cry out with compassion for those lost in darkness and facing eternity apart from him. And as we love others with our prayers, we can be assured that our Savior is also interceding for us. So when you are praying for somebody else, and that's Romans 8:34, when you are praying for someone else, know that somebody is interceding for you. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Lord God, thank you, God, for everyone that has come before your throne this morning, God. Thank you for, oh God, salvation in the hearts of those that don't know you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that we have this confidence in you, Lord God. Father, that we can call upon you anytime, anywhere, God, and believe you as we are believing for the prayer request that was brought before us this morning. Oh, Father God, many have prayed, oh God, for different things this morning, God, and different prayer requests. They call unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father, Sister Gloria Dean, God, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for her family, oh God. Lord, continue to do your perfect work. Oh, God, for, oh, God, Minister Ada, God, Lord, she has called unto you, God, for prayer requests, oh, God. Lord, God, we lift them up before you, Lord, God. Father, by your spirit, sister, Kathy, God, in the name of Jesus, as she has cried out unto you today, God, and, Lord, Sister Bowman and Sister Zadie, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we all come before you, bringing our prayers and interceding, oh God, on behalf of others, God. But you told us, God, as we pray for others, God, you will take care of us, God. And Lord God, we are believing you, God, that everything, oh God, is turning around for our good. Oh God, for Mother Stokes and Sister Janice and, oh God, all those, oh God, have spoken requests this morning. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God.
oh God, that you are more than enough, oh God. And we are believing you, God, Father God, the trials and things that we go through, God. Lord God, it's only for a season, God, a moment, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, you knows all things, God. God, there is nothing you don't know. So, God, we are believing you, God, and you're trusting in you, God. Father God, that you're going to heal, deliver, and set free, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Lord, touch my sister, touch my sisters, touch my daughter. Oh, Father God, my sons, oh, God, Father, in your name, God. Lord, we place everything in your name, God, that is done by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Well, I am so thankful and grateful that all you all came on to pray with us this morning. It is praying time. We should be praying and we're doing nothing else. Praise God. But also be with us tomorrow night for praise time. And Sister Zadie tonight, praise God. Sister Zadie is coming on at 7 o'clock tonight. We want y'all to be on tonight at 7 and again tomorrow at 7 on God's Favorites program. Oh, we all praise the Lord, because if we praise the Lord, those are weapons of war. To drive out Satan and everyone with you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. And have a good day. And we'll see you in a while. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.